It's a pancake combo.
Stop it.
Or, I mean, you could do this one, and instead of the eggs, get hash browns.
You're hitting me with the menu. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
Instead of the sausage, can I get bacon?
Gary,
like,
look at
two things of bacon.
She's hitting me with the menu.
I'm really not. And is there any way I could get, like, the hash browns extra crispy, please?
Okay. Sorry. Thank you.
They like their stuff burnt. You already ordered?
Yeah, I did. I ordered.
I'm going to have the sampler.
How would you like your eggs cooked?
Scrambled soft with cheese.
And the bacon, ham, and sausage, okay?
Instead of ham, can I get just extra sausage?
Four sausage, two bacon?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have two buttermilk pancakes, chicken strips and fries, crispy. Four bacon, two by two, no eggs, half pounds of bacon, and then a sampler scrambled with cheese, easy, with four sausage, two bacon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thanks. Let me have your...
Yes, the ones that Katie was hitting me with.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, Katie. You read this part up at the top. You're the interviewer. Okay.
When?
Now it's already done. So you used to record that or just read that.
I read this part?
Yeah.
Wait,
substitute your
the
name.
The bold? My name. Oh, yep. Okay. My name is Katie. I am 16 years old. Today is Monday, November 18th.
Good job.
And I'm speaking with Suzanne. Who is my mother? We are recording this interview in Chesapeake, Virginia.
And also, who else is here?
And also, her husband, Gary Barnett, is here.
Also, your father.
Who happens to be my father.
And
also, Snowden Barnett is here, who happens to be my brother, and Suzanne and Gary's other child.
Okay. Can you swipe now? We're trying to get to the other questions. Okay, ask a question.
Do you have a favorite memory of me?
Why am I not the interviewer?
She's going to say when she gets birthday.
We'll share. Okay, favorite memory of you. I have a lot of memories of you reading books and not wanting to pay attention to me as you're reading the book. Like, I have a picture of you where you're going like this.
That's
you're
reading mean. A book. Like, why is that one of your favorites?
Your hand is put out with a finger up like, excuse me, I'm reading this book. That's just right. One. Also, the when you were born, that was like the happiest time of my life.
Say that.
Sorry, it was. Okay, what else?
What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
She does that voice.
You guys. I feel most grateful for my family, obviously. What about you? Let me ask you. What do you feel most grateful for in
my
your life?
PC.
Your computer?
I'm just kidding. I like Luna and Lance a lot.
Okay, your pets.
I like my bed.
You do?
It's really comfy.
What about you, Gary? What do you feel most grateful for in your life?
Well, it certainly is either one of those two. Good Lord.
Spencer. If you were...
Go ahead.
I like Suzanne.
If you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having done? Why haven't you done it?
I would regret not having gone to Europe. I really, really want to go to Europe. Are you listening to my heartfelt response to this question?
No, you really want to go to Europe?
God.
I don't want to go.
Gary, what? Let me ask you.
I don't know either.
Gary, if you were to die suddenly this evening, what would you regret not having done?
Making a boxing gym.
No. Let him answer.
Regret. Like, what would you regret not having done? Anything?
Probably that, not being able to give back. Not being able to give back.
Boxing experience? Yep. What about you guys?
There's a lot I haven't done,
yeah.
So like,
I know.
Everything.
These questions are all geared for people.
I wouldn't
who
be
are
able
older.
To go on a road trip like with friends. Mm-hmm. I feel like that would be like fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be able to drive around because, I mean, it's like stupid regrets, but that would be fun. So
you didn't get enough driving time yet. What about you,
Mom, that was a direct hit at you.
Oh my God. All right, so what do you do? Just swipe? Oh, go the other
way.
My turn. Okay, oh, this is a good one for you guys. What does your future hold?
Yep. Hopefully something good. Hopefully money.
You know?
I would like to own a cafe someday, but who knows how the stock market's going to look when I get older.
Don't be pessimistic. Be positive.
I will own a cafe.
That's right. What about you?
I'm not going to college. College sucks. I'm never going to college.
I'm going to college because my mom needs one child to go to college.
Okay. So, next question. Turn the tables. Oh, tell the person you're interviewing what they've meant to you. That's okay. We don't have to get all mushy. Okay.
What did it say? Something mushy. What was it?
It was tell the person what they've meant to you.
What are your library people going to do with that?
Blonde, old, bald.
So sweet. One Punch Man.
Can you tell me a story about any lessons you've learned from your parents?
Don't lie. Don't plagiarize.
I can tell you what I learned from my dad was, and this was a big lesson. He told everybody this, all the people he worked with. He said, your college degree is your hunting license. So basically, as you go try to get a job in life, people are going to listen to you if you have a college degree, and they're not if you don't. It's like your foot in the door. That was huge. Also, he was like, he just was so indomitable in his spirit. Nothing ever got him down. Like, he had an idea and he wanted to make it happen, he made it happen. So just that was inspirational to me. My mom, I learned from watching her, from her example, she was a great friend to people. Like, she was just the best. So, you know, you have to be a good friend to somebody to keep them as a good friend. You've got to really try. Mm. And my mom was just awesome. Oh, also, a sense of humor helps a lot.
For me, it's like, Dad taught me not to respect people who don't respect me, and Mom taught me a lot, so I can't think of a specific thing. She's basically...
Katie taught me how to watch anime.
Yeah.
That's true. Okay, Gary, story about lessons you learned from your parents.
Treat everybody the way you want to be treated. My dad was don't respect anybody who don't respect you.
Mm-hmm.
Good lessons.
Nice lessons. Okay.
And all Richard.
Right. Richard.
Richard was to whatever you do, do it 100%. If you're working a job, do it 100%.
What are lessons that you've tried to teach your kids? I know you taught the kids about respect. What else?
Oh, I like them to get that work ethic. I think Spencer has it. All except for the point of, if you're not a half an hour early, you're late. That's a very important thing. I don't know, that's a tough thing around our house, but being early is really important, whether it's a job interview or meeting somebody or picking up somebody or being in school.
Katie, how do you feel about politics today?
I think we're not going in a very good direction, or maybe we are, but at this moment, the direction, the place that we're in this moment isn't very good because our leader is a piece of actual garbage. But I think that we've learned, hopefully, from it as a country. Maybe not the rednecks. They probably, like, want the same exact thing to happen over and over again. But the people who have at least some sense that voted for him have learned, hopefully, not to do that again. And also, it's just really corrupt right now. So hopefully it'll get better. But who knows, we might end up in like a dystopian government society later on, and it might all just be entirely insane. I'm kind of hoping for that, because that would be kind of fun.
You are about to read The Handmaid's Tale, and you might change your mind.
What are your thoughts on the political downfall between Trump and everybody other's country on Twitter pretty much right now? He's going to fight it with every other country you can think of. What are your thoughts? Thoughts?
Someone get this man to delete Twitter.
Good thought.
Nancy Pelosi.
All right, are you here? Is there anything you would like to contribute to this family conversation tonight? Anything you'd like to say?
Besides me teaching you about anime.
Wait, what was the...
Is there anything that you'd like to contribute? Tell me something.
Would you like to contribute?
Maybe
just
contribute something. Can you tell me
say something.
Oh.
Hello.
How's your...
Don't touch anything on there because I'm gonna hit.
Okay, sorry.
How has your year been?
Terrible.
Answer it. I mean,
speak
honestly.
Speak in the phone. Oh.
Hi.
Not that close.
Oh, sorry.
That's good.
What?
Let me ask you. Is there any? What makes you excited or happy?
I like going on trips. Sometimes when I'm feeling like it.
Like traveling.
Like I liked going to Pennsylvania and Puerto Rico. That was fun.
What did you do in Pennsylvania?
I just had fun. My favorite moment, like, ever is, like, when we went down to that one spot.
Was it in trip to Pennsylvania?
No.
Did you need any condiments, ketchup?
No, in Pennsylvania.
Did you want
chicken? Are they not from Pennsylvania?
No. Okay.
What do you mean?
Who are you talking about?
Oh, in Pennsylvania when we went to the waterfall.
Lydia's trip. Okay, that tell me really about fun. That. What was a good thing about that?
Don't say anything about me.
Wait, what happened with you?
I forgot about that trip. What was
my favorite trip.
Why?
I think. I don't know. I just had a lot of fun.
Like when we went to the waterfall?
That was my favorite, like, ever.
That was
ever.
So fun, yeah.
That was, like, the best ever.
When you and Sadie and Miss Lydia went?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we went to a waterfall, too.
Yeah.
No, but we actually got inside the waterfall.
And
it was just
it was
us.
Peaceful.
There was nobody else. We were on top of, like...
It was, like, really good weather.
It was the best.
And the walk back was so funny because we were all out of it because the walk there was, like, terrible. We were out of breath. We couldn't, like... do anything in the walk back. We just like didn't feel anything anymore. It was like the worst.
We were just
saying anything that came to our minds and it was like not good.
It was the funniest thing ever.
I thought either Snowden or Salem were gonna fall off the like cliff. I was like, oh, they're gonna
I go. Said the next time Salem goes they should bring us again because I had a lot of fun.
I liked the ride back too in the truck.
Like, I didn't mind it.
I had like a stomach ache for most of it. Parts that I didn't on the way back, I had headphones and they were like really nice and I was listening to music and like actually bopping. Like I was like dancing.
Katie, be quiet. Okay. No, she was literally like this the entire time.
I know.
And then we played, like we talked for like 3 hours on the way back because.
What did you guys talk about?
I don't know. We were just like rambling.
I played music for him on my phone and he had to guess the song and like the artist.
I have to click something on
that. I'm clicking it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wait, don't do that. I have one more question.
Oh, no.
Please let me have it.
No.
What did I do?
See, now it's going to record Mom being angry at us.
Yeah, it is. Okay, it's okay now. It's still recording. I have one more question. I've been asking you for this for a long time. Please talk to me about your favorite literature book.
Outsiders.
Really? That's never come up when you've talked about them before, but I know you like it.
Well, I really like The Outsiders. It's not my favorite, but I've read it a lot. I just like
She asked your favorite, so what's your favorite?
I don't know. They're all good.
Ivanhoe, what else?
There's a lot that are really good.
I like The Three Musketeers.
I knew you were going to say that.
I didn't really love The Three Musketeers.
Really?
I didn't.
I liked
Ivanhoe. I liked The Once a Future King.
I liked
Moby Dick.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the chapters were really boring and talked about, like,
I wasn't there for
bodily
that.
Fluids in a whale, and I was like, I don't need to know about this.
So not all of Moby Dick.
But it had, like, a surprisingly good, like, humor, and it, like, was aware of, like, how dumb this was, kind of, and I was like, this is
it
good.
It was funny. Have you read Bartleby?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of that?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was...
What did he say in that?
He was like, I'd prefer not to, or something like that. And then he just like didn't want. He was lazy, but in a sense that it was like metaphorical.
I had a lot of favorites.
Like what?
Ivanhoe, The Once in Future King. I liked all Anne of Green Gables. I loved Anne of Green Gables.
Okay,
the Outsiders.
Little Princess.
No. I didn't like Little Princess.
That one was terrible.
Black Beauty.
I didn't mind Black Beauty.
You liked Black Beauty.
I liked Black Beauty.
The National Velvet.
I hated National Velvet.
Would you stop making that sound? It's so disgusting.
I thought it was called Red Velvet.
Me too. I hated National Velvet. Oh my god. Even Miss Lydia didn't like National Velvet.
That was red.
We've read the Ged book.
There's the one. Earthsea. And then
I remember the kids.
The kids one. What was that?
Remember, I like that one though.
That was a blur. That book was a blur.
But it was all Arthurian what even, legend. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
What happened in that book? I forgot. There were like three kids, and they moved, like, or they didn't move. They just like went for a vacation with their uncle or something like that.
Mm, there was an evil person.
And there was an evil person, and then there was another dog, and then they were on like a cliff or something. I remember. What about
Horatio Hornblower?
Oh, no, don't even remember that at all.
The sea one, the sea going one.
No. Oh, is that the one where he's like? Which was the one where there was a mermaid and the guy went after the mermaid?
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
It was like, was it that?
Mm-mm.
And everyone in the class was talking about how he was gay and they shipped to someone else.
That's Moby Dick.
No. It was in middle school.
This is what I'm trying to remember, the middle school years.
There's too many.
There were a lot.
Oh, I really like Watership Down.
Oh my gosh, the first one, yes.
That was the very first.
So good.
I feel like we're missing so many.
Yeah, because that was Bunnies and Burrows.
Yeah.
And then right after then, there was one.
And then it was, because then that brought us into D&D.
The Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Oh my god, that was so fun, bro.
What?
When we went there, like, the first time.
Think about Miss Lydia, the stuff farm you did place. With D&D. Like, what characters do you have? The one.
I've had thousands of characters.
You also read The Little Prince.
Yeah. Little Prince
I liked
was weird.
Little Prince better than Little Princess.
Me too.
Little Princess annoyed me.
What was his name? It was like really French, right? It was like Alizé Exprenet.
Yeah,
something. Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Okay, so you
Three Musketeers,
Ivanhoe.
We're missing
many. We're missing very many. We're missing a lot. Oh, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, time travel.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea was one of my favorites.
I really liked it.
I don't know why I liked it.
There were cannibals on an island at one point. I liked the time travel or the time machine.
Time machine.
I remember when I got that wrong on Quizzle a week ago.
Oh, yeah, time machine.
I buzzed in time traveler.
Darn it.
I went the time...
Did we read something by
Traveler?
Orwell? Fahrenheit 451.
Fahrenheit 451, really liked that. Really liked that. Oh!
To Kill a Mockingbird, did we read that?
Oh, we read, yeah, we did. No, we didn't. No, we didn't.
We,
I did.
We
I did.
We read that at home. The first, when we first started home
I school. Also, hold on, just wanted to put this out there. I really like Lord of the Flies.
Oh, Lord of the Flies.
I love that one.
Yo, we read Lord of the Flies.
You were so mean.
And dude.
What else? I also, we read, Tale of Two Cities.
Oh yeah.
And Oliver Twist.
Oh,
a long
Twist.
Time ago.
I remember Oliver Twist.
I read The Scarlet Letter and I liked that one a lot because I never knew it was coming, and it was like, whoa, what the frick? She's got a scarlet letter, bro.
Dude, I can't.
Give me
I'm
back.
What they were saying back then.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, what the heck?
Look at that letter.
She
it's
has a
red.
Scarlet.
Dude, she's kind of a.
Okay. One more.
Your hand is over the mic.
Hello.
Katie, That's good.
Hello.
Place.
One more. I really liked As I Lay Dying.
Oh yeah.
I really liked writing about it in essays, and I actually enjoyed it, and I liked the symbolism and metaphors, and all that, and like, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we already did that.
We're good. What am I missing?
A lot, I feel like,
we're
still.
We're reading Tess of the Duvervilles.
Yeah. Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about those.
And King Lear.
And King Lear. Well, yeah. Do those classify as plays rather than
it's
classic
literature.
Novels? Okay.
It's literature.
Katie, don't you have a list?
Only 30 minutes away.
Oh my god, I feel like I don't remember the... Oh, never mind. I was gonna say, dang, why? But my brain. My brain's not working. I feel like there's like two more, three more.
I think there's a lot.
Yeah, we've done a lot.
All right, we're done with this. Food is here.
Yay.
Interview done. Done. Thank you, guys.
Did you read the tongue?
Thank you.